You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Louis Michelson at Business Talk Radio, and we have a very special guest speaker on today from Battleground, Washington. He's the owner at Arbco LLC, Arnie Raisinen. How are we doing, Arnie?
I'm doing good. How are you, Louis?
I'm okay. I'm hanging in there. It's a great day. It's almost over for me. Another few shows, and I'll be on my way home.
All right.
Yeah. All right. So, since this is the first time on the radio with me, what I'd like you to do is tell everybody out there a little bit about yourself, a little bit about what you do, a little why you do it, and how you do it.
All right. Well, I'm an actual business coach, and I work with small businesses. My main goal is to motivate and inspire these entrepreneurs. So when they first went into their business, they had these dreams, but somehow these dreams kind of veer off in the wrong directions. And because they know the trade they're in, but they often don't know the business they're in. And so how I look at it is there's four bubbles in their business. The first one is their financial bubble. The second one is their sales bubble or their systems. And the third one is their vision. And the last one is their leadership or their employees. And if all four bubbles are solid in their business, they literally own their own economy. If any one are vulnerable, they have to actually rely on the economy. And how I got into this, I owned my own business for 20 years back in the Midwest. I actually had six businesses going at once. And I ran into that same scenario and actually ended up losing my business. And it inspired me to figure out why. And now I'm able to go into these businesses and help them achieve their dreams by putting these systems in place and inspiring them to fulfill the dreams they first started out to do.
Well, that sounds like a great plan. And did you succeed?
It's interesting to, when you work with these businesses to just see, especially so many small ones end up getting into trouble financially, borrowing money where they shouldn't be because they don't know their cash flows. And here's a quote from one. This was just in May. They've been with me 1 year. And it says, just want to let you know that we've hit our millstone. As of today, for the first time in 20 years, we are debt-free. That's over $1 million in debt paid off in 1 year. He said, we are truly amazed and thankful. And this is how you inspire these businesses, to show them that they can own it if they want it. And it's fun to work with them. And I work with businesses all over the United States.
That's great. That's great. That's quite an accomplishment to pay off $1 million in 1 year.
It is. Yeah, that's an exceptional one. But I've had many that, maybe they're a $2 to $3 million business and they'll pay off $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 in the first year. Because I truly believe that if you put a name on every dollar that comes in your business, it won't disappear. And it's extremely important for them to understand that. And they truly get to enjoy why they went into the business, which is for the freedom to do the things they want to do. And it's been inspiring to me to do it. And also, we've brought it even a little bit farther, where we're now putting this all online, where entrepreneurs can actually train in their business 24/7. And how to learn their finances, learn their systems, and implement them. Because all too often, they're working on their business when all other businesses are closed. It's usually early in the morning or late at night when they can't sleep.
Yeah, wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. So what got you?
Say that again, Lee.
I was going to ask you, what inspired you to start doing this?
It actually came from clients, other business owners, that when I was running my other business, they would come to me with questions, and they could see that I did have systems in place, And so I've been working with small businesses since about 2005 and helping them understand their numbers. And then it was around 8 years ago is when I went fully into coaching small businesses. And it's just exciting and fun to watch their face light up when they can finally own their own business again.
Yeah. And the progress that they made, that's great.
Yeah.
All right, Arnie, what I need you to do is give out all your information on how to get in touch with you.
All righty. Well, the best way to do it is to go to www.arbco.us, and that really just stands for Arnie Reisman Business Coach.us. And actually, there's a link they can click on, which is Advanced Training Academy, and they can see everything that we do. Or if they have questions and they want to talk to me directly, they're more than welcome to call 1-877-409-0170.
All right, everybody out there. This is Louis Michelson from Business Talk Radio, and we are talking to a wonderful Arnie Reisman. And let me tell you, he can help you with your business. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. He can get you out of debt. He can help you do the right thing. And he could lead you on the path to righteousness. Don't leave us. We will be right back. 877-409-0170. Get in touch with Arnie. Don't leave us. Like I said, we will be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
This is you over 30 years ago.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
And this is your mom when you drive her back from therapy.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
Roles change without us noticing. And in your new role, we help you help. AARP gives you the information to help care for your mom so that you can have patience with her just like she did with you. Visit aarp.org/caregiving or call 1-877-333-5885 to get practical health and wellness tips to provide even better care for your loved one.
Are we there yet?
Remember, visit aarp.org/caregiving. AARP, we help you help. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.